So this morning we want to reflect on the accounts that include Mary Magdalene, the disciples, and in particular, Thomas himself. Some years ago, when Allison was quite young, she tells a story about how her father, Sidney, would work in the yard at their home. And Sidney took great pride in kind of maintaining the yard and mowing the lawn and trimming the bushes and keeping it clean and keeping it nice. And Allison, as a young, small girl, would also often come up to her father and ask, "How can I help?" And he would smile at her, you know, that reassuring smile that fathers give, and he would say, "Be good." No matter how many times that she would come up to him and ask about how she could help, his response would be good. And so then, time after time, she would hear that message. And as we look at the gospel account that John shares with us today, he's sharing a particular message for us to recognize and to focus on. In John's resurrection account, it begins with Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb and discovers that it is empty. The body of Jesus is not there. So she goes to Simon Peter and the other disciple, as he is referred to, and says to them, "They have taken him. They have taken." And so the disciples and Mary Magdalene go back to the tomb. And in fact, they discover again, still it is empty. The disciples leave and Mary is left alone. And there in the empty tomb where the body of Jesus had laid, she sees two angels. And they ask her, "Why are you weeping?" And then it is said that she turns and looks. And there she sees the gardener and does not recognize this as being Jesus. Now, I looked at many pictures that are to depict Mary Magdalene and her encounter with Jesus to find one that I would share with you. Not one of them did Jesus have any resemblance to a gardener. But in fact, Jesus was different and Jesus was the same. And Jesus greets Mary, and she recognizes him. But he says to her, "Do not cling to me. You will not be able to hang on to me," he is saying. "You cannot keep me here." And he says to her, "To go and tell my brothers. Go and tell my brothers." And so she goes and meets with all of the disciples and says, "I have seen the Lord." And with that, she is tasked. She has given a role. A task is something given by one who is in authority, often to assign work that has not yet been finished. When one is tasked to do something, it often suggests difficulty in what needs to be done. But also attached to it, there is great importance. Mary Magdalene is tasked to go to the brothers. And there she witnesses, "I have seen the Lord." And that same task now we see repeated in the gospel account. For it continues that on that evening, the disciples, as they continued to meet in the upper room, they did so. Their motivation, though, was to gather together because of the fear that they shared. And Jesus stands among them. And he greets them by saying, "Peace be with you." There is a great celebration and much rejoicing amongst the disciples. Jesus emphasizes the sharing of peace, that God would give them every good thing, all that is needed for what lies ahead, as Jesus instructs them, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you. They too are given a task. They are commissioned. They are assigned the work that is not yet finished. But to assist them and help them through the difficulty that they would face, Jesus shares with them the gift of the Holy Spirit. He breathed on them. There's a story about a woman who was celebrating a particularly important birthday, and her three sons wanted to give her special gifts. So one son gave her a big house, one gave her a Mercedes vehicle with a driver, the third son gave her a parrot that could quote the entire Bible. A week later, she was talking to her third son and says, "Well, you know, I appreciate this big house, but it's way too much for me just all by myself. And I appreciate the vehicle and the driver, but I'm really content to stay home and not go very well." But she says to the third son, "But yes, you know me so well, and you share with me a gift that I can truly, truly appreciate. And the chicken was great." The gift is a life-giving breath that the disciples are to utilize. They are given His own Spirit. They are to act on Jesus' behalf. They are to witness on the behalf of Jesus. To do as Jesus had been doing. They are to take this gift, foster the growth of the message of Jesus, to make it familiar amongst all people. But it is not the message of the disciples. This is not the policies of the disciples. But it is the message and policies of Jesus. They are to address the problems and the issues that people face with the guidance that is given them by Jesus Himself, by the power and presence of His Spirit. And first and foremost, they are to share a message of forgiveness. That through what has taken place, the good news is that all are cleansed and sins are washed away. They are to proclaim forgiveness. They do not have the power to forgive, but proclaim forgiveness, to warn of the seriousness of sinfulness, to make people aware of what has taken place and how they are blessed, and the gifts they are given. If necessary, the disciples can retain the sins of others, keep them in their minds and keep them in their memories in order to teach and in order to guide so that they can learn and realize the extent of the forgiveness that is given. The disciples are tasked. And then there is Thomas. Thomas did not understand, couldn't comprehend what had taken place. Wasn't sure what was to be done. But the same was true with Mary Magdalene. She thought the body of Jesus had been taken. The other disciples weren't sure either about what had taken place. They didn't understand. They couldn't comprehend. What are they to do? A man was walking alongside a car and happened to look in the back seat, and there were some penguins in the back seat. He asked the driver of the car about the penguins, and he says, "Well, I just kind of happened to find them, and I put them in the back seat of the car. I don't know what to do with them." So the man says, "Well, why don't you take him to the zoo?" A week later, he sees the same car, and he sees the driver, and he looks in the back seat, and the penguins are still there. And he says, "The penguins, you still have the penguins. What happened?" He says, "Well, I took them to the zoo and we had such a great time, and then thought today maybe I'd take them to the beach." It is too big for Thomas to believe. Too big for the disciples. Too big for Mary Magdalene. How are they to react? What are they to do? Now, face to face with Jesus, he says to Thomas, hears Jesus say, "Believe. Believe." Said so in celebration. They gather together and they rejoice. Believe. And Jesus says, "Blessed are those who have not seen, yet do come to believe." Thomas is being tasked as well. Now you are to go. Those who are to be blessed do so as a result of your witness, of your testimony, of your sharing of what has taken place and how it impacts life. The gospel accounts tell us about our relationship with Jesus, and then how we are tasked to be messengers. How we are guided by the power of the Holy Spirit. How we are led and to be obedient and to take on the work that is not yet finished, but are empowered to endure the difficulties. Our scriptures are the story of God and the people of Israel. The message of salvation comes from the Jewish world, but it is for the entire world. And as disciples now, we are to take that message of salvation to all.